From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Manjalila chapter 13, the Lord's dancing at Rath Yatra. And we're going to read a number of verses because they're not really many purports actually for quite some time. But it's a very interesting description of the Rath Yatra festival in Jagannath Puri when Lord Chaitanya was there and participating. So we begin with verse 39. Ganga Dasa, Hari Dasa, Sriman Shubhananda, Sri Rama Pandit, Sri Rama Pandit Tahan, Nache Nityananda. The five singers who responded to the singing of Sri Vastakwa were Gangadas, Haridas, Sriman, Shubhananda, and Sri Ram Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as a dancer. So the idea basically is that the festival, Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, is beginning, just in the process of getting organized. It hasn't actually, the chariots haven't started moving yet. And Lord Chaitanya is there, and so many of his associates have gathered. So many of his associates have come from Bengal to be with him in the Rath Yatra and to spend time with him in Jagannath Puri. So there's a lot of associates of Lord Chaitanya. They're very prominent devotees. Lord Nityananda is mentioned, Haridas Thakwa is mentioned, and Advaita Acharya. All these different devotees are mentioned. And Lord Chaitanya is organizing them into groups for the kirtan during the course of the procession. And the way he's doing it is that each group has a main singer who's basically leading the singing throughout. And then there's another group, which is specifically responding. Of course, everyone, that's our practice, everyone responds to the person who's leading the singing. But here it's more organized and focused. There's a specific group, and their duty is more or less simply to tune in to the mood of the main singer and just to really complement the singing, the mood, and so on of the main singer. And then there is a main dancer appointed. And that dancer, the services, well, obviously to dance, but to dance in very specific ways, not just here and there, dance a bit, but to dance throughout, and again to dance in such ways which complement the mood of the main singer. So, this is what's going on. Let us continue reading about it. Vasudeva Gopinatha Murari Yahangaya Mukunda Pradana Kaila Ara Sampradaya. That's interesting. Another group was formed consisting of Vasudeva, Gopinath, and Murari. All these were responsive singers. So that group of three, they're responding to the main singer, who is Mukunda. Mukunda was the chief singer. Mukunda was a very amazing singer of Kirtan and Bhajan. Very amazing. And it is said that sometimes when he would sing, rocks would melt due to the transcendental potency and the transcendental feelings that were there in Mukunda's singing. Very amazing. I don't know who's our best singer here, but anyway, whoever it is, Smita Krishna, perhaps. Whoever it is, but we haven't seen rocks melt yet. Who knows what will come? But, for example, when Krishna was lifting Govardhan Hill with his left hand, the little finger of his left hand, his right hand was free. And so he wanted to do something with his right hand. So he took his flute and he was about to play his flute. But Madhu Bangal stopped him very strongly. Don't play the flute. Just don't. Because if you play the flute, this hill may start melting on top of us. And that could be a very serious situation. So yeah, that was another group then. So, yes, let's carry on. Srikanta Vallabha Sena Ara Duijana Haridasa Thakur Tahan Karena Nartana. Another two persons, Srikanta and Vallabha Sena, joined as responsive singers. It seems like the organized group of responsive singers was around five, usually. In this group, the senior Haridas Thakwa, was the dancer. There was mention of another Haridas. Anyway, there are many Haridasas. There's so many Haridasas. Just like there are many Krishna Dasas. In any group of devotees, you'll find that you'll have to ask which Krishna Das, which Haridas. It's not like each name is very individualized. So let's carry on. Govinda Gosha Pradana Kaila Ara Sampradaya Haridasa Vishnu Dasa Raghava Yahan Gaya. the Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as the leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnudas, and Raghava were the responding singers. It's interesting, it's just an interesting little cultural point, really, that in this verse, you may have noted, and another verse we just read a few minutes ago, the word sampradaya is used for the groups, these kirtan groups, sampradaya. We're all very familiar with this term sampradaya in a particular context. And of course, even in that context, it means group. But more than just some group, it's a whole lineage, a whole tradition. And it's a very extremely deep conception. In this case, though, the word is being used here and there to indicate just a group of devotees who were participating in the kirtan in particular ways. Lead singer, responsive singers, chief dancer, like that. Yeah. So this group, Govinda Ghosh is the leader. I mean, all of these devotees, we could elaborate on their histories and personalities. But Govinda Ghosh was a very prominent follower of Lord Chaitanya. And his temple, the temple of Govinda Ghosh, is in Agradweep, in Navadweep. It's a nice temple. Very nice place. And there is this deity of Govinda. And when Govinda Ghosh passed away eventually, then Govinda, came to life. Well, he was already, of course. He's a deity, so he's very much alive. But he manifested it by conducting the funeral ceremony for Govinda Ghosh. He had accepted Govinda Ghosh, not just like the pujari or the head pujari or the temple president or something, but he had accepted Govinda Ghosh as his father. So he performed the funeral ceremony, the deity. And to this day, every year, the funeral ceremony anniversary is performed at that place, at that temple. And Gopinath, of course, he's in the deity form, and he's more like a sort of typical deity, you could say. Not exactly acting visibly, but Gopinath participates in the annual memorial festival for the passing of Govinda Ghosh. And then there's also the younger Haridas. The younger Haridas, junior Haridas, we often refer to him as, who later on in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a whole major controversy surrounding this devotee, and he becomes, you could say, rejected by Lord Chaitanya. Something like rejected, it's very profound. But definitely Lord Chaitanya treats him extremely strongly and refuses to associate with him. Anyway, stay with us the next few years as we go through Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we will come to that in due course. Madhava Vasudeva Gosha Dui Sahodara Nritya Karena, Nritya Karena Taha, Pandita Vakreshvara. Two brothers named Madhavagosh Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. Vakreshvara Pandit was the dancer. Generally, amongst the followers of Lord Chaitanya, Vakreshvara Pandit is particularly famous as a dancer. He would dance, sometimes he would dance for 96 hours, three full days and nights. He would dance in kirtan, which means the kirtan would go on also for 3 days and nights. And he would dance. And when we say dance, we don't just mean, you know, right, left, right, left, the Swami step, or the Swami shuffle, or something. He really danced. He really danced. And sometimes when he was dancing, it seemed that he was flying. And he, in fact, offered a prayer to Lord Chaitanya that, please let me have wings so I can fly during while dancing in the kirtan. Aha. So anyway, we'll carry on until we come to a purport. Anyway, it's going to take a while, but I'll just read the translation. There is a Sankirtan party from the village known as Kulinagram, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were appointed the dancers in this group. It's also another very famous place, not far from. It's sort of in the greater Navadvip area, more or less. Kulinagram. And there was a group of devotees there. A big group of wonderful, amazing devotees. And the leaders were Ramananda and Satyaraj Khan, who are mentioned here. Two dancers in that group. And there's a whole episode in Chaitanya Charitamrita where they and some other devotees from Kulinagram, they question Lord Chaitanya, how can we recognize a devotee? How can we tell who's a devotee and who's not a devotee? And every year for 3 years, they ask Lord Chaitanya the same question. And every year for 3 years, Lord Chaitanya gave a different answer, but it's not exactly that. He gave answers in terms of recognizing who's a devotee, the symptoms, the characteristics, and qualities, and so on. Lord Chaitanya gave answers on different levels, meaning describing different levels of devotees and how to recognize different levels of devotees. Sri Sri Radha Radha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sri Giri Govardhan Ki. Not simply who's a devotee and who's not a devotee, but how to recognize different levels of devotees. And what he said was, first year, when he was asked a question, he said, anyone who chants the name Krishna one time in his life is the best of the common people. This is describing basically a Kanishta Adhikari or lower level devotee, but at least the person's a devotee because they chant the name Krishna one time in their life. The next year, Ramananda and Satyaraj Khan, they asked the same question exactly, verbatim. And Lord Chaitanya answered, that person who is always chanting Hare Krishna is the best of the devotees. So it's on a different level of devotee. This is describing a Madhyam Adhikari. Madhyam, middle level devotee. Because a good, serious, focused, middle level devotee knows chanting Hare Krishna, that is the foundation. At all times, at all places, that's the essence, and that's what's underpinning my Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the middle level devotee, of course, is doing different things, preaching a lot, but whatever the devotee's doing, pretty much, the devotee's always chanting Hare Krishna. So therefore, he's the best amongst the devotees. And then the following year, they asked exactly the same question, and Lord Chaitanya answered that devotee who, when you just see him, you become stimulated to chant Hare Krishna, is the best of the best of the devotees. This is the Uttama Adhikari or Mahabhagavat, who transforms people simply by his presence, even without doing anything. Just like there's the famous verse Lord Chaitanya speaks also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sadhu Sangha Sadhu Sangha Sarva Shastre Koi, Lava Mantra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy, that the association of the devotees, to associate with the devotees, repeated, all the scriptures say, Lava Mantra Sadhu Sangha, to get the association of devotees, even for a fraction of a second, Sarva Siddhi Hoy, can give all perfection. So it doesn't, anyway, you know, it can be applied in different ways, of course, but certainly it can be applied that if a person simply sees momentarily an elevated devotee from whose heart it is emanating love for Krishna, then just by that contact, even if the devotee gives no instruction, doesn't even do anything at all, but it can be so transformative that the person who just saw the devotee like that can in due course achieve perfection on the basis of that experience. Okay. Ramananda. And Ramananda and Satyaraj and the other devotees from Kulina, they were given by Lord Chaitanya a particular service. Every year, their service was to bring robes, the robes for pulling the chariots. So they didn't just go to the hardware store, the builders, you know, wherever you, the robe shop. They had silk robes made, but so big and strong they could pull the chariots, which weighed tons. Yeah. Lord Chaitanya gave them that service. Sometimes devotees ask the question, how do we know what, well, Krishna wants from us, but let's say devotees do ask, how do we know what our spiritual master wants us to do? you know, you can give different esoteric answers to that, or just different types of answers. But a very good answer to that question is, ask him. Yes. It usually works. And you don't have to worry too much. Am I speculating or whatever? Okay. There was another deity that came from Shantipur and was formed by Advaita Acharya. Achyutananda was the dancer, and the rest of the men were singers. There are a number of famous pastimes of Advaita Acharya at Shantipur, and if you go there, it's a whole Advaita Acharya temple and scene. It's very nice, actually. So Advaita Acharya, he formed the party. They were his associates. Achyutananda was the dancer. That's one of the sons of Advaita Acharya. And the rest of the men were singers, meaning responsive singers. Sounds like Advaita Acharya was the singer, lead singer. Another party was formed by the people of Kanda. These people were singing in a different place. In that group, Narahari Prabhu and Raghunanda were dancing. Two dancers. This is Kanda or Sri Kanda. And Narahari Sakatakwa is the famous devotee, most famous, from Sri Kanda. And Raghunanda, anyway, there's a whole very interesting story surrounding Raghunanda, which we'll tell when we reach that part of Chaitanya Charita later. Stick with us. It'll probably be next year sometime. Four parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and on either side was another party. Yet another was at the rear. You know, generally, Jagannath goes to the end, the back. Balaram's in front. Then Subhadra is second in the middle, and Jagannath's at the back in the procession, the order of the champions. There were altogether seven parties of Sankirtan, and in each party two men were beating drums, men's, in harmony. Not one beating in this way, and another beating in that way, and different beats. But these people were organized Harinam, organized by Lord Chaitanya himself. Thus, 14 drums were being played at once. The sound was tumultuous, and all the devotees became mad. The Bengali says, Vaishnava Hayala Paga. If you understand North Indian languages, you'll understand that. They all became mad. Pagal. All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names in great ecstasy, tears fell from their eyes like rain. You can actually see it in this picture. Open the doors at the back there. There's what, five pictures. In our right hand picture next to Prabhupada, is Lord Chaitanya dancing in the Jagannath Rath Yatra. And if you look carefully, you'll see there's various devotees, so many devotees gathered there, and many of them are crying, tears of ecstasy. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear any sounds or musical instruments other than the Sankirtan. You know, we go out on Harinam, I'm sure you've all been out, probably many of you have been out many times. And as much as possible, we use a sound system. As much as possible. And sometimes you get these people who drive by in these motor cars which have big sound systems in them. You know the type I made. Boom, boom, boom. Gross noise. And sometimes they come by and try to drown out our Harinam briefly. Well, I can inform you that in Mauritius, when we have our main Rath Yatra in a place called Mayborg, our devotees have such a sound system. You never saw on Harinam a sound system like that. Let them come and try and drown out the Kirtan, I tell you what. It's almost dangerous for your ears to get too close to that sound system. It's amazing. It's a serious sound system. Here in South Africa, we haven't come to that level yet. Phoenix, Harinam on New Year's Eve. It's for the children. The sound system of this. So many years. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered through all seven groups, chanting the holy name, Hari, Hari. Raising his arms, he shouted, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all seven groups. Lord Chaitanya, in other words, expanded himself into seven forms. And he was in each of these seven kirtan groups simultaneously. And of course, we shouldn't think that each group is seven groups and each group is one singer, five responsive singers, one dancer. They're just the leaders. There were just so many devotees. Yes, everyone said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. As the verse says, Mora Sampradaya. In my Sampradaya, in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He is bestowing his mercy upon us, and not the others, in other words, just on us. Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those in pure, unalloyed devotional service, could understand. And people like us, who are hearing from such confidential devotees in pure, unalloyed devotional service, like Srila Prabhupada. Lord Jagannath was very much pleased by the Sankirtan, and he brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance that they've started now. King Prataparudra was also astonished to see the Sankirtan. He became inactive and was converted to ecstatic love of Krishna. When the king informed Kashyamishra of the glories of the Lord, Kashyamishra replied, "O king, your fortune has no limit." The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Means the king was seeing how Lord Chaitanya was in each group simultaneously, all seven groups, same time, doing different things, dancing, singing. The king could see others, so many others, even though they're great devotees, they couldn't see, and as we read, they were thinking, the Lord is just with us. Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the Lord's mercy, even the demigods headed by Lord Brahma cannot understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street. And for this humility, the king received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. And here we have a purport by Srila Prabhupada. The mystery of Lord Chaitanya's activities is described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Lord Jagannath was astonished to see the transcendental dancing and chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he stopped his car just to see the dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then danced in such a mystical way that he pleased Lord Jagannath. The seer and the dancer were one and the same Supreme Person. But the Lord, being one and many at the same time, was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastimes. This is the meaning behind his mysterious exhibition of being in all the parties simultaneously. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand how the two of them were enjoying each other's activities. Another mysterious exhibition was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simultaneous presence in seven groups. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand that also. So he was understanding two things in particular. He was understanding how you could say the relationship between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath while Lord Chaitanya was dancing and chanting in the Rath Yatra. He could see the relationship and understand the interactions that were going on, and particularly when Lord Jagannath stopped the chariot because he wanted to observe Lord Chaitanya more closely, the dancing and chanting of Lord Chaitanya. So, to some people or many people, it may well have been like, the Rath Yatra chariot sort of broke down, or somehow it's not moving. But actually it was a transcendental, very personal exchange between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath, and the king was able to understand it in those terms and understand the different expressions of affection, the different interactions between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. And then he could also see how Lord Chaitanya was in all seven groups dancing and chanting at the same time. Let's just read one more verse of the report. Although the king had been refused an interview, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Purport. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the part of the world teacher, he did not agree to see the king, because the king is a mundane person interested in money and women. Indeed, the very word king suggests one who is always surrounded by money and women. As a sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was afraid of both money and women. The very word king is repugnant to one who is in the renounced order of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see the king, but indirectly, by the Lord's causeless mercy, the king was able to understand the Lord's mysterious activities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities were exhibited sometimes to reveal him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sometimes to show him as a devotee. Both kinds of activities are mysterious and appreciated only by pure devotees. Well, yes, it's interesting. Mercy. Mercy is a very interesting subject, and a subject of just absolutely topmost importance. But it's not just like, as people who are more on the material level think, mercy from God. Mercy from God, for me, would mean that when I get sick, I just say a prayer, and by the grace of the Lord, the sickness disappears. Gone. On the spot. I got the mercy. But those who understand more clearly how the Lord is working, they understand that sometimes when I get sick, that's the mercy of the Lord. The Lord's giving special mercy in different ways by making me sick, helping me to understand and realize more clearly the shortcomings of having a material body. And therefore it's a stimulus for me to get out of this world and go back to Godhead. That's mercy. Whereas if we're always in good health, and even if we're apparently getting sick, but the Lord just takes away our illness just like that, then it's a lot easier to think that let me just stay in this material world and enjoy life by the grace of God. Yeah. I'll enjoy life. I'll go to the shop right, and I can buy all sorts of lovely things. I can go to Poppet Lau's and buy nice saris if you're a lady. And, you know, whatever. And in this way I'll enjoy life. And when I get sick, I'll just pray to the Lord and it's gone. Living by the mercy of the Lord. But the mercy of the Lord is a lot more subtle. And this is a very good example of subtle manifestations of the mercy of the Lord. That the king had already approached Lord Chaitanya through Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was a very close associate of both Lord Chaitanya and the king, and also other devotees who are very close to the Lord. A few devotees had approached the Lord, understanding that the king is such a sincere devotee. He's actually, even though he's a king, and as we read, Prabhupada explained, for a person who's a sannyasi, just the word king is repugnant. It's like sickening. Because it indicates generally someone who is just surrounded by money and women and material comforts and material consciousness. So for the sannyasis, or even just for the serious devotees, any serious devotee, that sort of association it should be avoided, must be avoided. Otherwise one can become bewildered and start thinking that material life is very nice. So anyway, these devotees approach Lord Chaitanya that actually, you know, this king, Prataparudra, he is not like that. He is a different type of king altogether. He is a real devotee. Very, very sincere devotee. And he's not just some materialistic person at all. And he loved to get your association. And they felt that Lord Chaitanya would agree, but he didn't. He refused. Strongly refused. Expressing himself, as we just said, that, you know, I will not come anywhere near such a person. Don't mention the name again. Otherwise I won't associate with you. So he strongly rejected the idea of meeting the king, despite hearing that the king was just a very wonderful devotee. But when at the very beginning, you know, we didn't read that part today, it was before, just before the procession started, the king came out and took a broom and swept the street in front of the chariots, taking the position of a menial servant of Jagannath Baladeva and Subhadra. And Lord Chaitanya observed this, and he understood, it's true, he really is a devotee. He's a very sincere devotee. So although he rejected him just days before, still during the Ratha Yatra, he gave him special mercy, which so many other devotees did not receive. That these two particular types of special mercy, that he could understand and observe and see what was going on and how it was going on between Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath, as Lord Chaitanya was dancing and singing. Plus, Lord Chaitanya gave him the vision to see how he was in each of the seven groups simultaneously. Which again, others, they didn't get that mercy. So the mercy of the Lord, and that's a very deep subject. It's definitely not just a matter of, by the grace of God, I want good things to happen in my life. A sort of utopian situation. Money will come, nice place to live will come, nice family, nice clothes, nice car, nice everything, nice job, I'll hardly have to work by the grace of the Lord. And now I've got the mercy. Of course it may be mercy also, but really mercy is working on much deeper levels than that. Hare Krishna. So we'll continue next week. Next Sunday. Any comment or question? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. Sri Gopa Nima Mahamsala ki.